Well, as the coronavirus spreads to Europe, many people are reconsidering their travel plans. So in the middle of all this insecurity about travel, how are travel agents faring? The Wire's Grace Apthorn also spoke to Max Najjar, a travel agent, about how tourism behaviours have changed since the outbreak.
Major hesitation, of course, to go anywhere near China initially, and now it's extended beyond China to other countries in Asia, and also it's caused problems with people trying to do cruises that may or may not touch Asia. And as you know, it's now covered itself across to Australia, and certainly Europe's been affected by the virus.
Have you seen bookings decline in any particular area?
Yes, certainly. The bookings have declined to Asia in particular, as we can all understand. And also now there's hesitation in people's minds about going with cruise companies or airlines that are going via an Asian city. And also people now travelling to Europe or America or the Middle East or Africa via an Asian airport. That's also caused concern, and people have changed their details on that. And it's affecting people going into Italy, and I think you'll find the breadth will go right across Europe. And that's going to affect people wishing to go to even the European continent. I don't think the virus has caused all the major damage yet. I think there's a lot more to come. And it's a situation now we're in, February the 26th, 2020, so who knows what's going to take place. But I think it will certainly affect other future plans.
Do you know if any travel insurers will be refunding cancelled plans due to the coronavirus outbreak?
For those policies that were issued basically prior to December this year, before the major outbreak was initialised in the media, but thereafter, all the insurances, even the ones that we issue ourselves, are not going to be able to protect you for indirect or direct causes because of the virus. And it gets a little bit worse. We believe we've heard a lot of reports that people have issued their own insurance through the internet or the free credit card insurances. They may not be protected, so they need to check with their insurance provider. But certainly it's become a bit of a game with the insurers too. I think that they may be hiding behind double-edged ambiguous statements. And it's really critical that those who haven't got a good quality insurance, just check with that, because you'll probably find you may not be covered. But it's certainly worth checking now, even if you're not travelling till May, June, July, August.
Director and Manager of Axis Travel Centre in Adelaide, that's Max Najjar. He was speaking to The Wire's Grace Applin.